Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, a couple of weeks ago, he was one of my special guests on the show. Really enjoyed this CD. You guys got to get it into your gospel collection. I promise you will be truly blessed. Resurrection Sunday, everyone. Happy Easter to everyone. I want to thank you guys for joining in the celebration of He is Risen on Real Talk 101. With you, of course, I'm D-Love. And as always, you know, guys, the purpose of this show is to help increase your intimacy with the Trinity. You know what, guys? I love the Lord. I've known the Lord since I was 4 years old. So I am a big advocate of the Trinity, and I just want to just thank him today. And as always, you know, I work a lot, so I just want to thank you guys, but just for listening, being attentive, and just joining the program. You know, guys, when Jesus died on the cross, he held back nothing by offering up his life so that we may live. You know, when we look at the movies that depict his life and different things like that, and we just look at our history, the biblical stories, we'd be like, wow, you know, this really happened. You gotta, if you're a believer, you believe that Jesus did. He was crucified on the cross, and he rose the third day. And so that's what faith is all about. And so as we celebrate in his glory, guys, you know, let's just believe. If you're a believer, you know that two or more people that pray together in Jesus' name, we don't have to be in the same room. You see what I'm saying? We can just be in spirit, and that, because that's who God is. That's who the Trinity is, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So As we celebrate in his glory and honor, let's remember that we must open up our hearts, keep our hearts open, because, you know, this world can really make us hard. It can just, you know, and the Bible talks about how man's heart will become hardened in the last days, and we're seeing that today. And, hey, we can't, by the grace of God, just by praying and meditating, it's real. It's real. So we have to open up our hearts to receive all the universe has to offer us, guys. And what I like to share are what I call the five P's. Let's celebrate his presence daily. Let's celebrate. When I say his presence, I mean his presence. You see what I'm saying? Like, he's with you. You know he's with you morning, noon, and night. And you get up and you thank him for being with you. His protection. You see what I'm saying? If you're listening to my voice this morning, then guess what? He protected you. He was there with you. You know, kept you from harm or illness or sin, whatever that may be. We thank him for his provision. If you got a meal and you're eating and you're not out on the street, you know, his provision, he's just providing for you. So we got the presence, the peace, the protection, the presence, the provision, and the protection. Okay, presence, protection, provision. That's the order I like to put it in. Doesn't matter what order you put it in, but I'm an A type, you know what I mean? Personality. Talk about provision, and then we talk about his peace. His peace. Thank you, Lord. When life is happening and my body is just in an uproar and I'm unsettled and things are not feeling right, things ain't going right, you know, I thank you for your peace that you're just gonna calm my spirit and make me okay. In spite of all that's going on in this world, I'm trying to hurry up, guys, because I got some great music I want to play for you guys. And then we thank him for his perspective. Wow. God's perspective is phenomenal. But in order to know his perspective and how he thinks, it's not about reading the Bible 50 times a year, whatever that is, or going to church and singing in the choir. It's about creating and developing, that relationship with God, that one-on-one, because you can be a scoundrel, but you know what? God loves scoundrels. So you know what I'm saying. It's detailed in the Bible. It's chronicled in the Bible. So you guys know what I'm saying. So I want to thank you guys for listening to me today. And let me just share this too, you know, the five P's. I'm going to say it again. Presence, protection, provision, his peace, and his perspective. That's all you got to do is get up in the morning. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your peace, and thank you for your perspective. I think with that, you will have the covering of Jesus Christ, the Trinity, over your life, your angel. And, guys, a key nugget to remember is let the Trinity be your first love above everything else in this world, okay? And don't allow any idolatry or anyone or anything become idols in your heart. You know why? Because God is your first love. You see what I'm saying? And he says, delight in me and I will give you the desires of your heart. I know that from experience. I'm speaking from experience. And I'm like you. I actually live one day at a time. I've learned to take it one day at a time. And with that, just trusting in him, praying to him. So I want to bless you guys this morning. Thank you so much for joining me. With that being said, I want to say God bless. And I pray, let's pray together. And you can just take this MP3. You can just play this thing every day because you heard my brother, Johnny Foster, so eloquently singing the Lord's Prayer. That is something, you know, I remember at 4 years old, little girl, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That is the Lord's Prayer. So we want to thank him just for, you know, his presence as well and just blessing us with that song. And, guys, I want to say have a blessed Easter, and I'm going to go ahead and get some music, some gospel, some good contemporary, some music that speaks to your heart. Enjoy. You guys have a wonderful day. I have a caller. Good morning. Good morning. Hold on. Let me see. Let me go back. Are you there? Hello? Okay. My caller, I don't know what it is, but can you hear me, caller? Okay. I can't hear you, but I'm going to go ahead and get the music rocking.
My God, sometimes I fall. Mama asks what happened to me, And I take up for him. She said the devil's a liar. I pray God get rid of him. And now I'm going to school. Hitting those books, I'm doing fine. He's out my life, I'm not confused. Got peace of mind. Man, I tell you, prayer changed. It changed.
Prayer changed.
Oh, it changed.
Prayer changed.
I'm a witness.
Prayer changed.
And I know.
Prayer changed.
It changed.
Prayer changed.
It changed.
Prayer changed.
I'm a living witness.
Prayer changed.
I was a freshman in college, and I had just made it on the basketball team.
Yeah.
I had all the skills it took to make it, but on my grades I would get nothing but all D's.
Whoa.
And the coach came to me and had a talk with me about my career. Said if you don't get your grades up, I'm gonna have to sit you down this year. Man, as tough as I was, I'd break down and cry. Everybody knows me, knows that basketball is my life.
Algebra,
I studied hard.
Chemistry,
I gave my all.
Calculus,
oh my God,
English,
so many flaws. Playing ball didn't look too good for me.
Yeah.
My future could not see.
Ooh.
I had lost all my beliefs.
Uh-huh.
And gave up on all my dreams.
Ooh, yeah.
And I went to church on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And the pastor began to preach.
Yeah.
It was like he was talking to me.
Oh,
when he said I can do all things.
Ooh.
In Christ is strength and truth. And for me that was enough.
Whoa.
Now I went from a D all the way to an A plus. I tell you,
prayer
changes things.
Prayer changes.
Prayer
changes.
It changes things.
Prayer changes
things.
Prayer changes.
I'm a living witness.
Prayer changes things.
Me and my wife had a few problems. We thought that nothing could solve them. Listening to family members and so-called friends. Man, I tell you, that's just how the devil creeps in.
Oh, yes,
we were separated. At least for a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
She was wilding in the clubs, and I was out there doing wrong too.
Oh.
And we would walk around the house,
yeah,
putting each other down.
Yeah.
I mean, right in front of the kids,
yeah,
we would curse each other out. Then I was in a bad accident,
yeah,
and I almost lost my life.
Yeah.
And guess who was there for me? My wife. Now ain't it funny how he makes the way,
yeah,
when we said there was no way,
yeah.
I'm out the hospital and back at home, planning another wedding day. I tell you,
prayer changed.
It changed.
Prayer changed.
Prayer changed.
Prayer changed.
Prayer changed.
Prayer changed.
Things I'm
changed.
With is it
prayer changed.
Change.
Prayer changed.
Prayer changed.
Prayer changes
things. Now all of these things were happening in one family. But that's okay, cause there's nothing God can achieve. I don't care what the problem in your life may be, cause who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Oh,
and if you didn't know,
yeah,
now you shouldn't know. All you gotta do is take this family's life for example. Now mom and dad are married again.
Thank
four kids now cause they just had twins.
Thank
little sister all grown up now. She's,
yeah,
a lawyer married with one child now.
Please.
2 years big brother's out of college.
Man,
he's got his hands full.
Hallelujah.
Blessed with skills, blessed,
hey,
with knowledge. Now he's playing for the Chicago Bulls.
Prayer changed.
I'm a witness.
Prayer
changes. Yeah.
Prayer changed.
Prayer changed. Oh, when it looks like you can't make it all. I know that
prayer
changes
things.
Prayer changes
things.
In the middle of the
storm,
prayer will grow.
Prayer changes.
Cause it changes.
Prayer changes,
yeah,
prayer changes.
You can't find
just to take a look around and feel the sun rays. But still, I wanna testify about some things I see going down. My love seems to have lost its ground. The soul of a selfish gang. You see, people go around saying they love each other, but watching their brothers go down. Can't you see that a change gotta come? It's time for all to love everyone. And even though we are different, it's time to take another's hand and love them till the very end and be a blessing. Love calls like it never has before. Got to open up the door. Strange. They start with love and end with hate. It's not supposed to be that way. The love should never change. You see, we treat our brothers and sisters in a different way because of what they believe and how they pray. But at the end of the day, it's love that makes us all the same. Someone is down on their luck now. Love can keep them from giving up now. Are we too blind to see that true love is what we need? Through love, a change gon' come. Come for everyone, and all the world will see that love will set us free. Oh, love calls like it never has before. Got to open up the door.
Worthy, but yet he died for us. He loves us. Jesus Christ loves you. Thanks for listening. Again, wishing you guys a happy Easter. And we hopefully will have a special guest next week. You guys take care and be blessed. Let's take it off with Kamala. God provides.
God provides. So why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue a thousand times? Every other voice, it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide.